Okay, and I want to welcome everybody to today's webinar. I'm pleased that we have Karen with us today, Karen Quinn Tostado. She is working with a very important project, and I, you know, became aware of that project recently. And I will say this, there have been some projects in the past, and this is another one that's focusing on a very important area relating to what some people do is you know, pay their taxes. Some people do not, you know, whatever. We're not here to advise what you should or shouldn't do in that area, but we're certainly wanting to take a look at how we can show our protest of the way that folks are treated and the way that things are done unconstitutionally in this country. And so what Karen is working with, she's an activist, and she's I'm going to have her tell us a little bit in a moment about, you know, who she really is and how she came to this. But she's come up with a plan to peacefully start taking our power back by raising our awareness, becoming self-sufficient, and collectively withdrawing our support from a system that sold us out generations ago. And so, you know, she's going to be covering that today. And I just want to know, Karen, because I don't know a whole lot about you, and it'd be great to tell us a little about who you are, kind of how you came to be aware in these areas, and what your kind of encapsulated version of what your journey was to bring you up to where you are today and what you're doing. Are you with us, Karen?
Yes, I am, and I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity, Earl. And I also want to thank everyone who's listening, and I would really hope to inspire you to open your hearts and your minds and come together, because the time is very important now that we do that and that we let down all of our labels and that we recognize that there's a common enemy we all face. I first started to wake up about 8 years ago. I went through a pretty severe health crisis, and I learned firsthand about the medical system, the pharmaganda. That I recently learned that term from Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I think it's a pretty good one. So pharmaganda. I chose alternative methods. I still had to have some regular practices done. But anyway, it was a misdiagnosis, but it turned out that my mother had the cancer that they thought I had, and through fear tactics, she was scared into taking chemotherapy, which ended in taking her life. And shortly after that, 2 years after that, my father also succumbed to the medical system. I had, during that time, tried to educate them about genetically altered foods, because I had learned through my journey with illness just how important it was to eat better foods. And it's amazing to me still that hospitals apparently just don't have enough room for raw fruits and fresh vegetables, whole grains and juicers. You know, you won't find them there, but you will find genetically altered milk and mystery meat and gravy and all kinds of strange things that they somehow justify. So I was really angry. I was angry that I'd lost my parents. I was angry that I was being ridiculed when I knew that I was right. I had done my homework. The doctors didn't know anything about nutrition and disease. They were more into treating the symptoms. So I came up against a wall there, and it was a very painful time. But I also recognized, though, that, well, I didn't die, so I must be here for something. And it caused me to do a lot of questioning. And finally, though, I was just so angry about genetically altered foods, and I tried to tell everybody. And, you know, I came off with my hair standing on end, and I was all upset. And people just didn't want to hear. They would not even consider the fact that our government had allowed us to be the largest experiment in the history of the world. So I finally had to just back off and get into my spiritual kind of a journey there, too, and figure, you know, we're all the same. Basically, physics teaches us we're all the same. I'm going to bless my food. I'm going to try and back off of this. But I looked to see what my husband was researching at the time, and lo and behold, there was 9/11. Now, the last thing that I wanted to do, that either of us had wanted to do at that time, was to actually have to admit or even think about the fact that our government was involved in 9/11. But the more we researched, the more we watched the explosions coming out from the different floors, the more we learned about the melting of thermite and other things that were used in there, the more that we really looked into it with the falling of building number 7, we realized there was no other logical conclusion. Everything that we thought we knew about this country now went out the window. And it's an extremely difficult position to find yourself in when all of a sudden you realize that what you think you know is zero, and the things that you don't know are actively being used against you. So we tried to tell people about 9/11. They didn't want to hear about that either. So my husband and I are full-time RVers, and we just kind of took off on the road and figured, okay, let's see where we go. And we still would try and bring it up periodically, and people just weren't listening. And I was getting angrier and angrier about it, which I knew from my journey with illness that that wasn't going to be productive. So I just kept learning, and I kept being frustrated. I was extremely frustrated. And last year, I also learned that the 1040 income tax that we fill out every year was never properly ratified, and basically it's a huge scam by the government, which is a corporation, and all the money that we pay on our individual wages, every single solitary cent, goes to pay the interest to the Federal Reserve on the money they loan us. And again, I was infuriated. And then when December rolled around, they were talking about the stimulus package, which turned out to be the Leave No Banker Behind bonus bailout package, I pretty much hit the roof. And I was corresponding at that time with a friend of mine who's a spiritual counselor through emails and through some phone calls and stuff. And I was just dump trucking her with all the information that I had learned that I was so indignant about. And I was really angry. And she asked me what is a life-changing question. And one, actually, I'd like to pose to your listeners as well. She asked me, what are you doing about it? And I immediately got defensive. I was like, what do you mean, what am I doing about it? I'm learning. I'm telling everybody I know. I'm writing articles. And she said, I did not mean to offend you. I was just asking you what you were doing about it. So that night, I couldn't sleep because I started thinking to myself, well, what really am I doing about it? And the more I thought and the more I lay awake, the more I realized that I could do more. And that possibly by focusing on the what I perceived at that time to be the Achilles heel of the 1040s being illegal, I could use that to raise awareness so that people could start waking up. So I had a friend of mine who helped me set up the website. I emailed people. I talked to people. I started to learn more, and the anger that I had now was channeled into being active, and I felt better, and I feel better today. Now, last year was a bit confusing. I lost faith a lot of times. There are people out there, many people out there who would say, well, you know, I can't do anything. I'm just one person, and what do you hope to do? And you're crazy, you know. You're a fool. You're ridiculous. Nah, get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. We'll buy on the 14th and the 16th, because I had come up with an economic boycott of one day a month on the 15th, telling people or urging people to join me and don't buy, don't comply, and ask why. And then the ask why was to pick up the phone and call Congress and tell them, I'm not buying anything today. I'm participating in tax-free 15, keeping my money in my pocket. And why aren't you printing our money without interest and without debt like the Constitution advises you to do? So I made some headway. I hosted a couple of radio shows online for a while, and I still tried to learn and to see if there was a way to pull this together more and more. And now this year, and I almost gave up last year as well. I almost just thought, you know, people don't want to listen. But I couldn't give up. And this year, I finally hit upon, you know what, just asking people to not buy for one day isn't really enough. and I was a guest on Mike Rivero, and he was talking about a national strike, which I had tried to do last year to no avail. And I thought, you know, this year we've got a little over 2.5 months before April 15th comes. And the only way, in my opinion, to really, really make a difference is for each one of us to start recognizing that freedom means personal involvement, personal sacrifice, and the time for freedom to be just handed down to us has passed. And we all need to join together and to stop fighting amongst ourselves, that right-left paradigm of I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew. None of those matter. Those are labels, but we, the people, are being assaulted on each and every front globally. And in this country, the last standing bastion of freedom, we need to stand for it. And that's where I realized that if we collectively, totally, peacefully withdraw our money from circulation for 4 days in a row, we will be heard. And they'll be paying attention because the 15th of April this year falls on a Thursday. So while I learned early on last year that I cannot tell people to not pay taxes because they can get in trouble, I can get in trouble, the IRS is like the mafia. What I can do is tell people it's voluntary. We pay until we die unless we change the system. The government, we've got government gone wild. And we need to tell them who the boss is, and we need to do it peacefully. So is that enough of a...
No, that's really excellent. It is. I've got a couple of things. I just wanted to remind everyone that we're speaking with Karen Quintasato, and we're looking at Tax-Free 15. In fact, if you want to take a look at her website, it's www.taxfree15, that's 15, you know, the numbers, .com. And you'll find some interesting things there, you know, and we'll get into some of that. I had a couple of things come in on the internet that I wanted to cover right now. Michael in LA says, when I paste the URL to Facebook, the Barbara Starfield synopsis is still there, not the current speaker. Today's being Karen Quintasato. Just a technical query. And as that question came in, I Skyped my tech person that handles the webinar and a bunch of other things for us, really knows technical stuff. And his answer was, that is because Facebook looks at the first post on the page. He can edit all the info on Facebook before posting. Nothing I can do will fix that problem. So just thought I'd let Michael know that, and then we'll move on to another question here. We've got Big John. Oh, Big John Lipscomb, yes, sir. We've had him as a guest on here, Toronto, Kansas. This lady is a great American. Unlike most people, she's out front offering an effective solution. We must unite and stop paying the beast that is suffocating us, Big John Lipscomb. I hear you, Big John. Any comments to that, Karen?
Big John is a friend of mine, and actually I owe Big John a huge debt of gratitude because last year when I first got this rolling, he was actually the first host who graciously had me on as a guest, and he has been supportive ever since, and that has been invaluable, and thank you very much, Big John.
Great, yeah, we like him, and he's a pleasure to talk with and to transact things with, and in fact, he's a substantial advertiser with us. The next issue is going to have, I believe, his full-page ad is going to be on the inside front cover. So anyway, we've had him a couple of times. If you'll go to republicmagazine.com/webinar, you'll find all of our past webinars there. And Big John, I think we have a couple of different ones. If you'll scroll down a bit, you'll see that he's there a couple of different times, so you can familiarize yourself with him as well. We have Kathy in Wichita. We all must spread this website link and discuss it in forums. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it, Kathy? I mean, Karen.
Excellent. It's excellent. That's what, too, that I really want to encourage people. You know, the website now is supposed to be actually a place to get educated, and the more I learn, the more concerned I get, and the less I know. It really is such a huge, huge, massive assault on so many levels. There is no coincidence as to our illnesses. The high fructose corn syrup and all the sodas. Look at the obesity. Look at your children and look at yourself and start reading the labels that are on your food. Go to seedsofdeception.com. That's a site by Jeffrey Smith. You'll also find a link to it on my site. But we have been propagandized and lulled into this false sense of security for generations, forgetting totally that we have to be responsible for our freedoms. And I really, please tell people, try to tell 10 people a week and ask them to tell 10 people a week. And I had a comment, too, from someone who said, well, what's that doing to waitresses and other people in the field if they have to stay home? And he was very, he was really angry. And I recognize his anger. And I have been a waitress. And I've been a bartender. And I have had all kinds of different jobs in my past lives. Of course, the most fun one is singing. But anyway, these jobs, none of these jobs are going to matter if our very freedoms are gone. And if you look around you at the world, they are quickening the pace. And we need to each individually get down inside of ourselves and figure out what it is that we want. And if we want to be free, and if we believe in the Constitution, we need to support it. And every single day that we go about our lives as if someone else is going to save us, giving our power to Obama, giving our power to the Supreme Court, who's just ruled that corporations now can make unlimited donations to the person of their choice, we have no choice. We have no choice. We are systematically being eviscerated from growing our own food in this country with the persecution of the farmers. That's where, too, Big John is doing such a wonderful job with seeds that I can attest to taste good, that they grow well, and being able to feed your family is important. But we've forgotten in this country that what we really need is clean air, clean water, healthy food, self-sufficient communities, and integrity. All of those things we can give ourselves, and all of those things are threatened by a government under the guise of protecting us. And too many of us still refuse to look at 9/11. We refuse to open up and think that we're being scammed. We don't notice all the cameras in Europe and England. We don't look at what's happening in Iceland. We need to stand together. You know, it would be wonderful if this movement could be international. People all across the globe are suffering because of banking policies. And then Baron Mayor Rothschild is famous for saying, I care not what puppet sits on the throne. He who controls the money controls the throne, and I control the money.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's it. Definitely is. Big John in Toronto, Kansas, also says, do this peacefully now or we will be forced to take up arms later. Any comment to that?
That's another reason why I feel so compelled to try and get this message out just as far and wide as possible. And I also want to encourage any of your listeners can get in touch with me through the taxfree15.com website. You can also put taxfree 15th and the TH on there if you would like to. But if anyone listening has a friend who has a radio show or any way that I can speak to them, but this is the best way for me, speaking from my phone, speaking from the heart. We do need to take a stand, and we need to recognize that false flag events like 9/11, like the so-called underwear bomber who actually was escorted onto the plane without any passport or paperwork whatsoever. The FBI changed their stories 5 times at least. Ron Paul has just recently said that the CIA runs everything. The CIA is into drug trafficking and murders. They trained Osama bin Laden. There are so many things we don't know. The ability to stay home completely out of harm's way in our homes after we've prepared by having food and water and going to patriotfood.com, you know, getting the storable food. We need to be as self-sufficient as possible. We need to get to know our neighbors. One of the ways to spread this is to speak to your friends and family and ask them if they've watched the documentary Freedom to Fascism. There's a link to that on taxfree15.com. And also, right on there, what I'd like to say right now, too, is I've got a plea there that says, help reclaim America. There is a me in America. There are a lot of me's in America. What are you doing? What are you doing, folks? How can you help more? Because what we have been doing has not helped, but imagine the power we would have if on the 15th of April we took millions and millions and millions and millions of our dollars out of the beast system, if we totally peacefully stayed home so that we are not targets for the well-armed UN traitorous merchants who are out there fully ready and hoping to be able to use tasers and batons. They don't even pay attention or report it on the news. But if the subway stops running because the people running the subway have stayed home, that will get on the news. If you can't go to the bank because the bank is closed, that's one of their holidays. That's something that's very important to think about, too. We should go to the bank before that and take our money out of big banking systems. Support local credit unions, small local banks, because they can pull that. They engineered the so-called Great Depression of the 30s. That wasn't an accident. That's exactly what they need to do now to take us down. We need to stand together. We need to build infrastructure. We need to start making things in America. And we need to stand together and tell them no.
Absolutely. That's so important. And, one of the things that I can see is very important, because there are a lot of different efforts out there, and I see that you have the sense of things, Karen, where you will support other people. And we need to be not – any of us in this movement need to not be competitors. We don't need to act as if we're adversaries. We've got enough of that, on the other side of things. What we need to do is to lock arms, join forces. We need to work on common goals and help promote each other and really get the job done and get the word out there the way it needs to be. One of the things that I saw in the last couple of years that was really good is a lot of groups did join together on the 15th, and there were there was kind of a tax strike the last couple of years. And in our first year of publishing Republic Magazine, our issue number 5 was called The Federal Income Tax Scam. And it really exposed so much about the IRS, what was going on, and had some of the top leaders in the movement that wrote articles for it. And we promoted a project along with a number of other groups to go to post offices and hand out copies of that issue of Republic Magazine along with any other literature that you might have, and if you wanted to make handmade signs or whatnot, so that when people are going to file their tax stuff the very last second because they dread it and they don't want to do it on the 15th, then you would be there at the post office and hand it out. And so they reached thousands and thousands of people, got a lot of education out, and gained some new people in the movement. We did the same thing for the following year And I think Tom Cryer's organization and a number of others were involved. Gary Franchi with Restore the Republic, and there was a big promo on it. And so we reprinted that issue number 5 as our issue number 12 in time for last year's tax event, tax day, and same thing happened again. We printed enough of those to where we still have some of those left. So I urge you, if you want to have an additional tool to hand out, not only on that day but before that day, to educate people about what this is what's going on, what this is all about, go to republicmagazine.com and then look for the issue 5 reprint, which was issue number 12. And on the IRS, the Tax Honesty Movement and the federal income tax scam, it'll tell you all about that. So you can use that as a tool. I just wanted to kind of put that into the equation of things here. But I think it's very important. It would behoove us all to join forces and to do as much as we can to work together. That's essential. We've got we've got Jim and Eureka. Jim says, what will we say to our loved ones if we don't do anything to stop this? When they ask us about our heroic battle for freedom, labor taxation is unconstitutional. Big thumbs up to Republic Magazine for their stand against tyranny. And Sarah in Tulsa says, many people are intimidated to be noticed that they are against the unbearable taxation. The idea of boycotting purchasing on a few days a month is perfect because your action against the system is anonymous. What do you say to that, Karen?
Well, that's that point is well taken, and I agree. There are a lot of people who are afraid to do anything, and that's also where I think that the beauty of this plan is if you choose to be anonymous, you can be. Although it's much more powerful if at least you pick up the phone on the day that you're not shopping. And I'm encouraging people to pick up the phone on the 15th of the month still, or even beforehand, and call them up and tell them, you know, I'm furious. I never gave you permission to spend my money or to degrade the Constitution. And I'm not spending my money on the 15th of every month until the Constitution is restored, and I'm holding you responsible for your voting record. So let them know. And one of the things, too, is that not everybody who really feels strongly about supporting our country has the money or the funds to go and attend a lot of events that are around. I know that We Are Change is a wonderful, wonderful group, and they've been supporting Cindy Sheehan, and they're trying to get to the bottom of 9/11. I have tried to get in touch with Luke Radowski. If anybody knows how to do it, I'm not a technical whiz, but we need to stand together. And this plan enables people who cannot go into other places to start realizing that, you know, their safety and their charity should begin at home. Their home, building a home that you can be safe and secure in, getting yourself some storable food, starting to meet your neighbors. Take a good look at your life, because in order for us really to change, we need to have a change and a shift in consciousness. We have been trained to give away our power for generations, and to think, oh, yes, we'll be saved by someone in a military uniform who's going to protect us. Well, people in military uniforms are knocking on doors in Iraq, raping women and children in front of their husbands, committing all kinds of atrocities because that's what they're told to do now. Our military men are committing more suicides. Last year, 330 suicides committed by our military men when only 320 were killed in Iraq, and I think only 180 in Afghanistan. And that is not even counting all of the veterans on the streets who have been just totally discarded and thrown away by a system that uses them until it can't use them anymore, tries out their untested vaccines on them, and as soon as their tour of duty is up and if they're hurt or something and they can't be used, they're discarded. And we enable that. There are people right now living in the Gaza Strip from the horrible bombing of a year ago in Christmas who are still needing the basic necessities of life, and they're ignored. And then we have the criminal Bush regime who are not being held accountable for all their atrocities and asking us to send money so that they can help the Haitians, when the more you look into what happened, that whole scenario could have been planned. We do have weapons capable of creating earthquakes. We have weapons that are capable of messing with the weather. We have to start realizing that until and unless we're able to dig down, get that courage, and look ourselves in the eye and find out what's really happening, things will not change. We need action.
Absolutely. We definitely need action. No doubt about that. I want to remind everyone, we're speaking with Karen Quinn Tosato. And if you do have a question for Karen, you want to, if you're on the phone line, just dial *2 on your phone keypad, and we'll be able to unmute your line so you can dialogue with her. If you're online listening that way, there's a small question box just under the link there. Type your question in, submit it, and we'll make sure it gets asked, as we have already had some questions submitted that way. And just wanted to go ahead and go to, let's see, I have a couple of more here. Let me just scroll to where they are. We've got Randall in Memphis. Most people where I live belong to secret societies and can't watch documentaries. They are happy being a bootlicker on their knees, licking the hands that are over them. Any comment to that? That's about the truth, isn't it?
That's one thing, actually, that we need to pay attention to. And on the, I think it's on my links page, I've got there a little documentary about the secret behind secret societies. And actually, I'm going to see if my husband's looking for a notebook now so that I can share with you, because one of the quotes from a group that our presidents belong to, this is, it should be a huge question as to what organizations do you belong to, and do any of them supersede your commitment to the United States of America? Bohemian Grove. Now, people can laugh about Bohemian Grove and think, ah, well, it's not really anything. But actually, here, the modus operandi of Bohemian Grove, this is a quote. "The activities of the order are directed toward changing our society, changing the world, to bring about a new world order. This will be a planned order with heavily restricted individual freedom, without constitutional protection, without national boundaries or cultural distinction." I'm going to read that one more time because I want the people listening now to really think about this. "The activities of the order." Now, we're talking Bohemian Grove, which is meeting, I believe, in July up in Northern California. They're directed toward changing our society, changing the world, to bring about a new world order. This will be a planned order with heavily restricted individual freedom, without constitutional protection, without national boundaries or cultural distinction. Now, let's see, who belongs to that? Well, Bush Sr., President Clinton, President Hoover, Bush Jr., you know, these are the people who are running the world. This is what they say, a new world order, heavily restricted individual freedom without constitutional protection and without national boundaries or cultural distinction. Is that the kind of world that you want to leave your children? Is that what our fathers and grandfathers fought and died for? Unfortunately, it is, and they never knew it, but we have a chance to know it. Most of us don't realize, and on my Educate page, I'm trying to let people know from the horse's mouth, Henry Kissinger, who I think is a lot lower down than the horse's mouth, says, "Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." That's what our children are fighting for, to protect bankers' interests. Anyone who doubts that should go and check out, I think it was Pittsburgh, where the G20 met last year, and they totally had martial law and shut down the city so a group of bankers could come in, and bankers are the ones that are responsible for this whole mess, but they're unfortunately in league with the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits and the so-called black nobility. There's nothing noble about anyone who is subverting our freedoms. They are the dominant criminal minority, which I love that term because it's disempowering for them and it's empowering for me to say it's the dominant criminal minority in the background. And this is why I'm advocating that we all stand together, that We Are Change stands together with us, that Cindy Sheehan, I have guested with Cindy on her show. She does amazing, incredible things. I can't get out there. I choose not to try and get out there and be a target. I don't want to spend time in jail. What I want to do is fortify where I'm living, fortify my neighbors, educate people, and hunker down to say no, and support Bob Schultz and We the People who are legally going about the petitions of redress granted to us by our Constitution. Once that is upheld, a lot of these other dominoes will fall by the wayside.
Yes, absolutely. That's so true. Well said. And I would, you know, one of the things I've found very interesting is that a lot of people who are what we would call liberals or left-wing that also call themselves progressives, you'd be amazed at how many issues that you do have in common with them, particularly on foreign policy, the war, foreign policy, the movers and shakers, the corporate collusion with media, all of that sort of thing. Sure, they have some social issues that they like funded, whereas a lot of us may say, no, we don't think that's a proper role for government. Okay, we can argue those things out, but really some of the huge things, we can have alliances with them. We don't have to concentrate on what we disagree with them on. We can join in unison and work together on that which we do have in common, which are hugely important points. I think you probably concur with that, Karen.
I totally do. One of the ways that they've been so successful is by divide and conquer, and you know, order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution. They have infiltrated just about every organization that you can think of. So when people really need to connect with, in my opinion, their essence, because our essence is all the same. It's proven in physics. We're made of stardust. That divine energy that runs through everything is what we have in common. It's just the belief systems that we've been propagandized into that separates us. We have to stand up and recognize that this problem faces us all. I had last year, when I was hosting a show, I had Michael, I'll think of his last name in a minute, but he is at freedomadvocates.org, and he's very well versed in Agenda 21/Sustainable Living, which is actually a United Nations front to take our property, to take all of our property. And also in the United Nations' own global biodiversity assessment report, they call for a global population of 500,000 to 1,000,000 people. Now, what is that doing as a mandate for a United Nations? That's basically saying they want to kill most of us, which is what they want to do. And what we go along with by committing slow suicide, by drinking Cokes, by eating crap all the time, by not actually taking care of ourselves. If you think the government's out to protect you, then why the hell does the FDA say that the only thing that can cure a disease is a drug? Face it, folks, we're drugged. We've got chemtrails in our skies that some young people who are growing up today have only seen them their whole lives and refuse to believe that there's anything sinister about them. Well, I was born in 52, and they weren't around then. There's so much that we don't know. But we're people. We have a common essence, and our common humanity demands that we start to wake up. And that's also where our moral obligation supersedes our pocketbook. You know, people, we've got enough time to get ready here for the 15th. If you can get in there beforehand and say, yeah, I need to take a couple days off here, I'm doing something, do it. Plan for this. Get some food for your family. And when you're home for those 4 days, There's so much to learn online. There's so much. I've tried to give, when I learn or I watch something, I try and put the link up there. I am not a techie with a website, but I can add font and I can put it in between the parameters that were set up for me. But we need to really learn. And one thing, too, a quote from Albert Einstein on the action plan is apathy. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. That's a quote from Albert Einstein. Now, and I'm sure as brilliant as he was, it's just easy to recognize that just in this country alone, we have over 300 million people and 535 bozos who are representing us who we pay to ignore us. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
So true, it really is. I have someone that, anonymous, they said, I just got online, and so to talking points, Obama makes cuts to domestic programs, wants to do same to Social Security, yet we have no war dollars, cuts to military. Also, we have tent cities in America, never mind just Haiti, yet our lamestream corporate-controlled media will never talk about this. Any comment on that?
Yeah, exactly. I heard Tex Mars the other day in an interview say that we spend $1 billion a week on the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq. $1 billion. And then you look at the multi-million dollar bonuses these AIG clowns got. You look at Goldman Sachs. You look at what's happening in this country with good people losing their homes because of our civil obedience. That's a term that I heard from Howard Zinn. It's not about our civil disobedience. It's our civil obedience when we know in our hearts, in our gut, and in our mind that it's wrong, but we go along with it. We go along and we go along, and we're not called sheeple for nothing. The dominant criminal minority have children. They refer to our children as kids. There was also a quote I listened to. Peter Lang is some kind of an international banker, which means international criminal, felon. And just a short blurb of what he said, he referred to us, to we the people, as cannon fodder. Cannon fodder who unfortunately are populating the earth. This is what the dominant criminal minority think about us.
Yeah, I've heard, in fact, I've heard like George Green and other speakers talk about that we've been referred to by several different things. One is expendable containers. We're useless eaters. We're assets. Cattle. Lots of different names that are very derogatory and just show you that their elitist attitude and what their intentions are for us, and that they think they need to really thin the herd down. There's just too damn many of us, and we're a real management problem, but particularly when a bunch of us start waking up. So look out. They've anticipated this, and they've got some things in the works. So try to be aware of what's really going down and read between the lines of it and don't fall for their tricks.
Don't fall for a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're due. Anything to distract us because we are waking up. And it's like a flame. I really believe that all I am is one candle. And whether or not this movement succeeds or falls is not up to me. But I'm a candle who is starting to align my light with others. And when I sleep at night, I picture that as well. And I picture that flame popping up all across this great country and all across the world. We can do it. We can do it peacefully. We can change our world this time without firing a shot using brains, not bullets. We need peaceful evolution. Revolutionary thoughts, but peaceful evolution and resolution to carry it through.
Well said. Dave in D.C., says, we need to recognize that there was a large reserve of oil found under Haiti back in the 60s or so. We will never leave there now that we've had our excuse to get in. I thought just the same, exactly.
Yeah, well, we were listening, too, to Dr. Atru Ott the other day, and he had on a guest, what was his name, Dr. Mike Castle, and they were talking about reports of a submarine offshore. They were also talking about reports of kind of a strange orange glow, and then they got into the HAARP weapons and the possibility of that. I saw a really interesting video you can find on YouTube. It was from 2008 to 2012, and it talks about the New World Order and brought to light things I don't know right now exactly what to think of them. One point that I thought was particularly interesting is that it takes the Earth to revolves around the sun once a year, and Venus, it's on the inside and revolves faster around the sun, and it does it 13 times in the time that it takes Earth to rotate 8 times. And if you connect the dots to where the Earth and Venus are closest together, they appear closest together 5 times, and if you connect those dots, you come up with a pentagram.
Hmm.
And a lot of those who are in the secret societies worship the pentagram. It's one of their satanic symbols. There's so much that we don't know. I tell you folks, when you finally turn off your TV, we don't have TV. We get Netflix. We'll watch some of those for entertainment. But when you turn off your TV and actually go online, you find out there's so much that we don't know about that is affecting us. But it's interesting. It's like, wow, I never thought of that before. And let me see what's happening over here. And you will get angry. And that's another reason to think about your actions, because what they want is an armed resurrection. They want us to get out there. They want us to riot, and they want every excuse they have to bring in the United Nations troops who are already on our soil. They want to throw us in FEMA camps, and they want to wipe us out.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. It's a trap.
Yeah. Just imagine what they would do if none of us showed up. If they're expecting a great big gathering, they stand out there and they're all ready to go, and nobody shows, you know, because we're home protecting our families and living our lives.
Absolutely. Well, Dave in Salt Lake City says, what is the link for taxfree15.com? taxfree15.com.
Yeah, or taxfree15th.com.
Okay. And it's just like it sounds, TAXFREE. 15.com.
And that came from all the illegal taxes that are hidden in all the purchases we buy. And if on the 15th, if we don't spend our money at all, then we're tax-free at least for the 15th.
Yes. John in San Diego, the Supreme Court says corporations have more rights than we do, and over our elections process, with now upfront unlimited funding in your face fascism. You touched on that earlier. Any other comment on it?
It's another reason to start to realize that these fraudulent people who are selling us out do not deserve our respect, and they certainly do not deserve the jobs that they have. And we need to withdraw our support. They're only there because we continue to go about our lives like they're going to fix something, and obviously they don't. And we pay them. We pay them to sell us out. Our tax dollars fund the very people who spit in our faces and take all of our hard-earned money, laughing at us, calling us names, making us get vaccines mandatorily that are not even tested yet. You know, it's just another reason to put into the big basket of reasons and overwhelming evidence that we need to do something, and we need to do it quickly.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you touched on vaccines, and there are two guests. One of them you mentioned before, but they both covered the whole vaccine thing and the medical pharmaceutical cartel thing that's going on. In fact, there were three. There was John Rappaport. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and, what was the one you mentioned before?
Leonard Horowitz.
Lynette Horowitz, exactly. Yes, we had those, and they're in our archives, so you can find. I urge you to go back and check those out. They're all quite good. They covered a lot of ground and go into quite a bit of detail. Obviously, in a webinar, we can only touch so many areas in depth, and a lot of times all we can do is do a broad stroke over it. And we urge everyone not to believe what any of us say or anyone says. Make up your own mind. Do your own research. Take it as a challenge to disprove some of this stuff and go, put some stuff in search engines, pull some stuff up, read some things, go to some sites, make up your own mind, read some books, whatever it is that would convince you, pro or con on any issue, and make up your own mind, and I think you'll be pretty shocked at what's going on. Anyway, we have Dudley in Denver. Nobody will believe me about this conspiracy. How do I open them up to all of it?
That is a tough one, but I think that one of the best movies to start educating people on is the documentary America, Freedom to Fascism. And you'll find a link to that on taxfree15.com. And then you can Google. After that, there are tons of them. Thanks to Alex Jones, we have The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. Jason Burmes has done some excellent ones, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change. Start really looking into 9/11, too. People really need to do that, and it needs to be a topic that is more on the forefront of our minds because 9/11 enabled the Patriot Act to be enforced. It has been enforced. That was set up by Clinton. That was all waiting and ready to go. And when you also take that in consideration with the secret societies that these people belong to and Bohemian Grove, as our president's belonging to, who mandate that, we don't have individual rights or national sovereignty or any of that, I mean, to me, that's treasonous right there and more than enough grounds to get him out of office. We need to totally clean house from our representatives. And again, they're not listening. But for 4 days in a row, if all of a sudden their lives are interrupted because people aren't on the streets, because people aren't buying things, and the only thing that is happening is they're getting a ton of phone calls and faxes from irate citizens telling them, restore the Constitution, I'm staying home until you start. And then I understand that change doesn't happen overnight, and they may not respond as much as we would like on April 15th, but instead of driving through late, to try and give them our tax, try and give them our money that they're stealing, I want to encourage everybody out there, learn what you can about extensions. Learn what you can do to keep your money as long as possible. And if it doesn't work this time, then I say that we spread the word farther and faster, and we, again, on July 4th, we do another one.
Yes. Well, Phil in London, and that is London, England, Phil participates quite a bit. We get comments and questions from him. At any rate, he says, "Hi, Earl, the UK government has just raised the level of threat to imminent, just as I believe the US government has done. These governments are criminals trying to scare us all the time with bogus threats. We must boycott these companies that are responsible one by one. For starters, stop buying Monsanto products. The U.S. government has engineered these problems and stolen all the money, which is going to end in tears." Comments?
Monsanto is one of the worst corporations on the face of the planet and throughout history. Monsanto, and Forbes magazine just named them, I think, like the top company or something last year, which, again, is a total affront and an insult. And while I agree that we need to not support Monsanto, if we just kind of haphazardly don't buy, I don't believe it'll work. We need the numbers. They need to take notice. And the only way that they're going to take notice is if we do it on the same day. And then if you want, you can call your representatives and tell them, I'm not buying anything because I'm participating in Tax-Free 15, and also I particularly will not buy anything from Monsanto, which is going to be hard to do because their products are in just about every other product that you can pick up off of the shelf. But I agree, but I think we need to focus it. We definitely should boycott certain companies. If we can build to the point where we don't buy anything from Monsanto, great. But we have to start somewhere. And I say that cohesively we can encompass them within the strike for the 15th as we start to build numbers and we remind our so-called leaders that we're paying attention, holding them responsible, and we want their constitution restored.
Yes. Robert in Palo Alto said, I found a useful website, http://microeffect.com. And I'm familiar with them. In fact, we've had Joe McNeil on here that is with MicroEffect, and he shared a lot about alternative media, and he had similar themes of all of us working together and helping. And he and I doing some cross-promotional things for each other's media, and we're doing some stuff with sharing guests and things like that. But anyway, this person says, and go to the links on the left side of the screen. Go to Camelot Project and Iron Mountain Reports that describes everything you've talked about, and you'll also find radio hosts to hook up with for your tax strikes. It is connected to GCN Networks. Too much info for one paragraph here. So I guess it's just, you know, referring some possibility there for some resources and that sort of thing.
Camelot.com, and what was the other?
Well, the site he's talking about is microeffect.com, and that's microeffect.com.
Okay.
And
I'll
then,
do it.
And then he's saying that you go to Camelot Project and Iron Mountain Reports. I guess it's on the left side. Maybe it's something you click on, and then it'll take you to other places. I'm familiar with those things as well. There's some good information there.
I really would love to. I am totally open to working with everyone and anyone I can, because this is an enemy that faces all of us, and instead of squabbling amongst ourselves, we need to lay our differences and our labels down and stand shoulder to shoulder and face this immense problem, which actually turns out to only be about 6,000 people. And then, unfortunately, though, our drugged out, brainwashed military and policemen. We need to start supporting our county sheriffs. County sheriffs have all the power. They can tell the federal government to go home. And I've included on the first page the most recent article written by Sheriff Mack. So we really do have a chance to stand for freedom, you know, and we vote in our county sheriffs. So we all can start to get to know our sheriffs and where they stand on tyranny, where they stand on the First and Second Amendment. You see now that in Texas there's a big move with gun shows. They shut down a gun show illegally. They're really trying to strip us of all of our rights, and we need to start coming together and standing up for them.
Yeah, they're also testing a lot of things, like isolated incidents of seeing if what we really will do. If we do this, then what will you do? And just kind of observing it and trying to push the envelope a little further and a little further. Gradualism is what they use, like heating up the frog until finally the frog's boiled in the pot and, you know, doesn't object because it's such a slow mechanism. It lulls him to sleep until he's comatose and then dies. He's cooked. So
yeah. David Icke calls it the totalitarian tiptoe.
Yeah, yeah, he's quite good. I know he's controversial, and some people say, "Oh, geez, that guy." But I'll tell you what: regardless of what part of he says that you don't totally agree with, just leave that part off to the side. His body of information research is unbelievable. His contacts are unbelievable. He has so much information that will amaze you and really wake you up to what's going on.
I agree. I would love to be able to contact him and share this idea. No, I think ultimately we do need a global strike, but we've got to start somewhere. So right now I'm going to start here in this country, and I appeal to everyone listening to understand that peace is something that needs to be stood for, and freedom. We need to stand for freedom, and we need each other. We need each other. And the anger that people have against Democrats and Republicans and Obama and all that. The anger, and I know because I was angry for years, and all it did was make me sick and irritate people I didn't even know. But the anger can be channeled, and it feels so much better to do that and to speak in your heart to what you believe is divine in your life. Because in my opinion, too, that's another divisive label when that essence is the same. But speak in your heart and find out what it is to really be able to stand for something, to believe in something on your own. Because we all have an individual connection there. We don't need to go to somebody else to tell us how to think or what to do. We need to go to them to learn, educate ourselves, and then stand as free people, as free sovereign people.
Absolutely. We have an anonymous, how about the poll regarding the full body scanner and planned increased security measures? 75% of Americans think that encroachments on their freedoms are okay as long as it keeps them, in quotes, safe.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And I have read that as well. And I also know that the great numbers of us are still sleeping. But where they got those numbers from, too, I would question. And I personally have made a decision. I'm not going to fly. I refuse to go through that. Alex Jones states that what they're doing is just getting us accustomed to taking orders and being subservient and taking off your shoes and all this other stuff. I mean, I remember what it was like to fly when it was fun. And I was fortunate enough to fly first class a couple of times when, boy, I was drinking champagne before the plane took off. I had a real knife to cut into a filet. And it was wonderful. And all of these things that they're taking away from us, especially, come on, folks, box cutters. You're going to tell me that you'd sit there and allow people with box cutters to take over a plane? I wouldn't. I mean, it's another one of those fallacies. And why is it bad to question? You remember when Bush came out shortly after that and said, oh, yeah, we're not going to put up with any conspiracy theorists. Well, the biggest conspiracy theories out there are the official stories given by government for most of what happens around us that is detrimental. They lie. They are horrible. They should all be in jail, and the Rothschilds with them, and we should figure out a way to confiscate all of their money while we restructure, because they've stolen that money from us.
Yeah, there's so much there. There really is. Michael in L.A. says, if you want people to risk their jobs in this economy, they will need very compelling reasons and a believable light. What percentage would be effective? Because not everyone will be willing to listen. Any comment on that?
We need at least 10 to 20%. We need about 15 million signatures at least on the petitions of redress. You can go to givemeliberty.org and sign up there. And we also see people who are thinking that they can be free by not actually having to make a sacrifice are living in a dream world now. It's time to wake up. It's time to face the fact that the dream you had of America, what kind of dream is that when we're on the hook for how many trillions of dollars so that the bankers can have these bonuses, so Goldman Sachs and AIG can buy each other jet planes for Christmas and we can't afford to keep our homes? And so to swallow the American dream nowadays, you got to be asleep, and it's time to wake up. You cannot do it without, and people need also to really look at their jobs, because we've been so compartmentalized, we don't understand where the fruits of our labors are going. You know, I believe that we need to restructure from the inside and come together with people who know that we can make things here. We're fully capable of making things. We should be making the food we eat. Do you know that the food we eat travels approximately 1,500 miles before it reaches our plate? And we pay farmers to not farm, and then we contaminate their fields with genetically engineered crops that are forced on them by Monsanto. And even if those crops contaminate other fields where GMO seeds were not planted, instead of the farmer whose fields are contaminated having a legal right to sue, Monsanto sues them.
Yeah.
I mean, how much worse does it have to get? Just because you're able to go to your job and come home at night does not mean the world's happy. The world is extremely messed up right now because we've allowed it by continuing to believe we have to participate, by continuing to give our power to government, by continuing to go on with our lives without disruption. So when is it time to pay the piper? When you don't have a choice?
Yeah, if you won't do it sooner than later, you may not be able to. You'll be in a situation where it'll just be almost impossible. And the stakes will be unbelievably high.
And what about your children and your grandchildren? What kind of life are you leading them? And then what kind of world are you leaving them when you allow them to go to schools that teach the lie of global warming without even, you know, we should have persecuted all those guys. You want to talk about a reason to stay home and withdraw support. What about the UN colliding in criminal activities, defaulting the world population by fixing numbers because they want their carbon taxes to pay for this new world government? That affects you. That affects what your child hears. He comes home and tells you that the polar bears are drowning, and it's a lie. And he writes you a ticket because you're using hot water, and that's a lie. When is it too much? They're in our homes. They're putting cameras in homes in England to determine whether or not they're good enough parents so that they can steal their children by giving them to Child Protective Services. Wake up. It's already later than you think.
Oh, yeah, very much so. We have Robert in Palo Alto. He must have been writing this, giving this out right as we were talking about what were the links and that sort of thing in regards to the this one here, the microeffect.com/links.htm. And that's just like it sounds, themicroeffect.com/links.htm. And then he also gives out projectcamelot.org, which is just like it sounds, projectcamelot.org. And there's a lot of controversial information there, but there are also some very good whistleblowers, people that are informing of amazing things that are going on, and a lot of it is atrocious, but it's worth taking a look at if you haven't been to that site before.
I will go to those sites, and for people who want to get in touch with me, you can find me by going to the taxfree15.com site and the links page, or the contact page, that is, contact us. And so you can send me an email, and I will respond.
Great. That's good. We have David Petrosia in Oxford. Do you really believe this can be a truly peaceful revolution? Look at what happened to Gandhi and others. Getting informed and organized is one thing. Making a change is another. I don't recall a revolution that was peaceful, especially one that was started so late and against such a powerful, well-organized demon.
There's always a first time. There is always a first time. And I am working at just releasing my fear, recognizing we're all the same. Most religions tell you that after you die, you go somewhere better anyway. You know, a lot of people are living to die. When I went through my health crisis, I actually thought I was going to die. And I wasn't afraid to die. And since that time, I've had to chastise myself periodically because I've been afraid to live, afraid to stand up for what I thought was right, because I've been ridiculed a lot, that whole scene with losing my mother and my father to the medical system. And when you look at those statistics, they're responsible for either the number three or the fourth cause of death in this country. Medical mistakes, pharmaceuticals given for the right dose at the right time, mistakes with the medications, and thereafter like heart disease and cancer. And in my opinion, medical mistakes are the number one cause of disease in this country because they force you to not consider nutritional and healthy ways of eating and living, which could make a huge difference. And they are taking away our rights to have vitamins. They're taking away our rights to have healthy food. Everywhere you look, there's tyranny, and then we throw up the salesman of the century with Obama thinking that he's going to save us when he's actually, when they incorporated the United States after the Civil War, and I have to learn more about this too, but there's a link to this on my site. The president is the president also of the corporation of the United States. So he's serving two masters, and a corporate policy is strictly to make profit. That's all they do. Anybody who watches Star Wars or Deep Space Nine will know they're like the Ferengi. They want only profit, and everything else and everyone else is expendable. And they belong to secret societies, and it's just absolute ridiculous policies that we're forced to swallow each and every day. We don't do anything about it because they never sleep. These plants have been in stone for generations.
Yes, absolutely they have. Well, now, I know, Karen, we were a little over the hour time, and if you have other commitments, I don't want to keep you. There are at least a couple of more questions. Do you need to go, or what's your situation?
Oh, right. I am happy to donate my time to this. I'm not coming on here to sell anybody anything. You know, I have only the intention of inspiring that spark of freedom within us. And, yes, I have time.
Oh, good. Okay. We have Phil in London. I agree with Karen. We should structure the action. I belong to a number of groups in the UK and will also spread the word on the 15th. I love her attitude. She is angry, and so am I.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Phil, because, again, it isn't up to me. It's up to all of us. It's up to all of me's who are out there. And globally, it would be just absolutely awesome to have a global strike because we need it. We need to root out all of these people. And there's enough to go around. There truly is enough to go around.
Yes, and whether it's the particular taxing or stealing structure within their country, within their area of the world, or whether it's any tyranny, it can be a strike against that tyranny. And if it is linked on the same days globally, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. And I want us also to recognize that we are linked. We are necessary. You know, and when we allow some of our global citizens to be trampled on and used, and in Gaza, they're using, you know, depleted uranium in Iraq, and they're having just a quadrupling of birth defects in that country, and we still think that it's okay, you know, and it's not okay. If they were dropping depleted uranium bombs in your neighborhood, and any of your descendants that survived were horribly maimed and mutilated because of this depleted uranium that is also killing your food, you know, what would you do? How would you feel? How would you feel? Because that's how they feel. And when we sit in our homes and we go to our jobs and we pretend it's going to get better without our direct involvement, we're fooling ourselves.
Boy, aren't we? Yes. We have Dan in Poway. I read or saw this video of an organic cooperative somewhere that had their stockpile of food taken because FDA and or USDA came in and did this. It was no doubt at the behest of big business. This too is fascism, food fascism. Any comments to that?
It is. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that there is there's an executive order somewhere in the Patriot Act that says if you stock more food than you need for 3 days, you'll be considered to be hoarding, and they can take it. So this is where we also, it's vitally important, it is imperative that those of us who are waking up, who have family who are in the military or in the police department, that we ask them questions as well, and we ask them pertinent questions like, are you defending the Constitution or the rule of law? Because Bush Sr. talked about the rule of law and the United Nations doing their peacekeeping routine. Well, there's a real insightful video on my website on the links page about what the United Nations peacekeeping team did in Katanga, Africa, which is now known as Zaire. The United Nations is not our friend. It was set up on land donated by the Rockefeller family, who are also banking criminals. That's, I guess, the best way to put it. So we've just been fooled and lulled into this false sense of complacency, and television is one of the best ways to condition us to just kind of accept what's happening and all their little secret messages, because when you watch television, it triggers the effect in your mind of a hypnotic-like suggestive trance. I was glad to see Avatar. I think Avatar can tell us a lot, although some people say it's New World Order, but there's also a connection between ourselves and the planet and each other that we need to really fully explore and know that it's our unique gift that we share. It's still unique in terms of our interpretation, but it's one that we share. And the people right now who are pushing this agenda don't share it. They are the ones coming in with the guns. They don't care what they have to do in order to wipe off the cannon fodder or the useless eaters.
Yes.
Not for me.
Yes, you know, and you mentioned, you know, certain things that may have some propaganda in them, or they may have a certain slant. Even so, many times you can find some very good information or inspiration in something that is attainted a little bit with that, and just use your discernment and realize the part that has value, and then discard the part that doesn't have value, or at least become aware of what's being pushed by those that have an agenda, a manipulation agenda. We have Michael in L.A. says, maybe that's what we need to teach, is to let go of fear and have the courage to question and be unprotected by the government. How do we stop Codex Alimentarius?
Education. The first thing is education. If we can successfully pull off a strike, we can change a lot of things. We can change our world without firing a shot, because If you go out to give a speech and you're a politician and nobody shows up, you're not going to have a job very long. If we refuse to support these agents, Child Protective Services, boy, that needs a complete overhaul. The more I learn about that, the more distraught I am. Once we get the numbers, then I think we can start to turn it to Monsanto, to so many different projects that need to have our focus. And Codex Alimentarius, again, you can't give vitamin C unless they give you a prescription. Now we lose our sovereignty and we have to go with what the World Health Organization says or what WHO says. And I found it very interesting. I was listening to Jordan Maxwell. I know you mentioned him earlier, Earl, but he talked about these the Center for Disease Control. Isn't that an interesting turn of phrase? The Center for Disease Control. It doesn't say the Center for Disease Elimination. Here in town, we go by the Community Cancer Center. You know, I mean, they're so much in our faces, and they are persecuting. As far as Codex goes, just look at the persecution of people and companies who actually are standing for things like colloidal silver, vitamin C, you know, holistic measures that really can help us. They don't want you doing any of that. You know, they used to burn witches when they would make a tonic that would help their neighbors to cure them or help them with pregnancy or something. They were classified a witch and burned. And that's pretty much what we're headed toward if we don't really wake up and stand up and collectively, massively take our power back. Imagine. Just close your eyes for a second and imagine empty streets all over this country, empty streets and telephone lines to all of our politicians being busy, and people in their homes learning about gardening, learning about the real history of the United States, recognizing that the United States has been horribly imperialistic for years. We gave infected smallpox blankets to the Indians purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing is beyond what a group of ill-meaning people, the means that they will go to, but they can only dupe us if we comply. And that's why soldiers who pick up guns and tasers and all, you see the anger. It's not about public servant anymore. It's about law enforcer. They're looking for a fight. So that's another reason why I say don't give them one. Don't go out there and make yourself a target. Let them focus on each other. Stay home. Live your lives. Plant seeds. Build communities. Educate your children. Take them out of schools. Boy, school is one of the worst indoctrination centers around. There's another really good movie that I want to recommend to people. It's called THX 1138. THX 1138, it was George Lucas's first big film. It has Robert Duvall as a star. And I believe that that's a real good look at where they'd like us to be, which is total enslavement, hooked on pharmaceuticals, no sex, indoctrinating the children that they do have. It's a mess. Read George Orwell's 1984.
There's a wealth of things available to wake us up, just, you know, to spin all over the place. You know, the different tools to trigger us and to wake us up to what needs to be done. We're actually coming, you know, fairly close to the end of our webinar, and I just wanted, if anybody has just a quick last-minute question, as we're speaking with Karen Quinn Tostado, I wanted to invite them, if they do, and they're on the phone line, hit dial star 2 on your phone keypad, or if you're listening online, then type into the little question box there and submit your question, and we'll make sure it gets asked. And just a moment after we address a few more questions, I want to invite you, Karen, to leave us with some closing comments, anything that you had wanted to mention before and didn't, or just a final thought. And so you might be kind of thinking about that. Let's see. Yeah, we already did that question. So I don't see any other questions right now. So we may be just about at that point. I just wanted to let people know that the next couple of days we also have some very special guests as well. Tomorrow we'll have Anita Untersee with Heartland Emergency, and she's going to cover some things related to preparedness. And she's going to have a special guest along with her telling about some of the things that happened in a particular emergency and how close we are to that today. There's some things that, you know, could really hit us that if we're not thinking about it and ready for it, then, you know, we're going to be just very disappointed, way beyond disappointed if that does, in fact, occur. Hopefully the efforts that we're talking about today and other efforts will either delay or completely eliminate that. That's our most preferred situation. We have Sue Barrow on Thursday, and she's going to cover how to live the dynamics about living a free and powerful and prosperous life. She's going to tell us about something called the Liberty Wealth Club. And I know, you know, she has a lot to share. She's actually been an advertiser with us for a while, as Anita also has with Heartland Emergency. So, you know, good folks. I get to meet a lot of good folks in this field working with the magazine. And you know, invite everybody to join us for the rest of this week as well. If you, if you will check shortly after the webinar today, you'll find this webinar posted as a replay. I invite you to share it with others. You can download it to your desktop, preserve it to your own use, and to share it out to your list. I encourage you to do that because that's the way change happens. Information gets out, it's shared and relayed from one to the other, and keep pointing people to these resources. Share other webinars we've had. We've got a wealth of information available for you. That's why we do these, to bring all of this to you. And with that, I think what we'll do, Karen, is if you have some final you know, ideas or information you'd like to share with us, I'd also like for you to give out your contact information again. I do have, you know, before we do that, I do have a couple of things that just came in on the internet. Dave in Salt Lake City says, are there citizens today that are in jail due to not paying their taxes?
Yes, there are, and it's unfortunate. And they are there because the courts that they hear the lawsuits in are told by judges to not allow Supreme Court rulings in, which prove that the income tax is illegal. And they're also being made a case of. If you watch, again, America, Freedom to Fascism, that is one of the most eye-opening films that you can see. You will see also where I think his name was Sheldon Cohen actually threatens Aaron Russo, who made the film. He threatens him. And he cannot come up with any answers. He goes back over himself. He contradicts himself. And the reason that it's allowed to happen is because not enough of us stand together. If the millions of us, every single solitary year, millions and millions and millions of dollars, trillions of dollars are stolen from us through taxes. Imagine what we, the people, can do if we stand together, if we stay home those 4 days and we demand recompense, which is our right, which is our God-given right. They owe us money. The banks owe us money. The illegal tactics of the credit cards who jack up our interest, they owe us money. We are owed money by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and until we stand together and demand it, they'll keep taking it because we're an easy mark.
Boy, well said. I have someone here, anonymous, was saying, THX what?
1138.
Oh, yeah,
1138. THX. Yes. And see, because there are a lot of us now, we like our entertainment. I'm right there with you. And it's a lot easier to start learning about what's going on than to all of a sudden think that, well, I've got to go out and I've got to start reading all this in the Constitution, which is actually only a little pocketbook, and you can get that online free. If you look, I think it's the Heritage Foundation, and I don't agree with the rest of the stuff usually that they send. They infuriate me. But I like my little free Constitution of the United States. But you can start learning by watching some of these films, by really... That film is good, the America Freedom to Fascism, the Obama Deception. Then start Googling online and also understand that some of the references are being taken down. They do want to censor the internet because it's our way of actually being able to counter a lot of the misinformation and disinformation that is out there.
All right. Well, you have really been, I'll tell you, you've shared a lot with us today, and you're commitment and your passion and come through very strongly, and I really appreciate that sort of thing. Okay, this has came in just in Colton, California. I hope I pronounce it right. Kamakani Wong, since you were talking about freedom, take a look at the plight of the Native Hawaiians. It's a website, freehawaii.org/ Mahalo, M-A-H-O-L-O. Any website I give out without checking it out first, I want to put a disclaimer on it. I have no idea what it is or what it's saying, so I'm not saying anything I give out that I endorse that I haven't seen or that I have any judgment pro or con on it, but you check it out at your own risk. So
there's also SaveThePeopleOfIceland.com, which is good. SaveThePeopleOfIceland.com. There are people all over the world who are being subjugated and crushed beneath the wheel of the dominant criminal minority and their march towards a new world order. And the only way that we can stop them, we can either try and stand there in front of the tanks that are going to roll us over, or we can just part like the Sea of Galilee and stand on either side and let them march on without standing in their way. And once we have enough people behind them, we circle the troops and we hold them accountable. We don't need to really go out and kill anyone. They have been killing us for generations. We need to wake up and we need to have power to the people through peaceful unity.
Absolutely. Well, I just, you know, wanted to say if someone is listening to us by the phone and they don't have a computer, they don't do internet, maybe they're not that proficient or comfortable with it. Would there be a number or another way to contact you? Any type of mailing information, or, you know, I know it's giving out numbers is sensitive, but any other way to? I guess they could go to a friend and get have them access for you on the internet.
They can do that, and they can get in touch with me over the internet, and then I'll selectively, you know, choose, and I will respond to everyone unless it just turns out to be a bunch of insults right off the top, because that's a way of dividing us. And if people are locked into insulting me and belittling what I'm trying to do, well, I'm trying to make peace, they're trying to make war on me, and it's divisive, and it takes away from our common enemy in the background. So if you've got constructive ways to talk, if you want to further the discussion, I'm all for doing what I can. But I'm also aware enough to walk away from insults and provocateurs, which are out there as well. You know, I've learned that not everybody is going to agree with me or like what I have to say, but, you know, at the end of the day, I feel better about promoting the cause of peace. And actually, there's one more thing I would like to share.
Okay, sure.
And this is my spirit song. I sing a song of freedom. I sing a song of peace. I sing a song of freedom. I sing a song of peace. I sing a song of freedom. I sing a song of peace. I sing a song of freedom. I sing a song of peace. We create what we see. We create what we see. We create what we see. It is time to be free.
Thank you for that. That's really it. That's a beautiful place for us to close. I thank you so much, Karen. I thank you, everyone listening today, and I think we all know what we need to do. And with that, I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of the day and evening, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Earl. Thank you, everyone.